Mika Whaitiri is the Ikaroa Rāwhiti MP, and of course some concerning imagery and reports with the state of emergency still remaining in place in the Gisborne area after what is described as 2 months with the rain falling in just 36 hours, causing widespread flooding. Mika, thank you for joining us on Pakiwā today. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
You would have asked for reports to see the extent of the damage. What can you share with us?
Well, we were getting reports during the day yesterday, prior to the localised or the regionalised state of emergency. So got a heads up from our emergency management crew here. It's quite interesting because Minister Allen and I are both obviously in Gisborne, and we've been using the very same people to help prepare a resurgence plan for Te Rāwhiti when COVID arrives. So we've had lots of people in this entire week preparing our plan. So it was only a matter of course that we got heads up that due to the enormous amount of flooding or rain that we were going to call an emergency management. So prior to it's been announced, and of course regular updates with photos of the particular suburbs, particularly washed out, the communities, the houses that were evacuated, and the community actually was where Minister Allen's home is, which is around Sponge Bay. So it's just east of Kaiti as you head up the coast. And of course, our main major river, the Taruhiru, was fully to the banks, and that's the river that runs in the main part of the city. It didn't overflow, thankfully, but it got extremely high. And of course, not to mention up the coast, State Highway 35 around Tukumaru Bay to Puia. And as a result, it's still raining here, Dale, but not as heavily as it has been the previous 48 hours. And so today is all about clean up, helping people get back into the homes and making sure that any relief that they need with food and welfare will be provided. So clean up today, but we still have rain upon us, and apparently due to stay to us till the weekend.
Well, what we do know is that it's also drawn attention to the reality of the issues being discussed in Glasgow as we speak of climate warming and of global environmental threats. In saying that, could there be anything have been done? State Highway 35, for instance, being closed, perhaps intergenerational underinvestment in the transport system, not blaming this government or this term, because a lot of these issues hark back to many years ago. Do you think that there was anything that could have been done, that should have been done, in an infrastructure sense, to mitigate the risks of what we're seeing here and the way water can't get away? What would you say of the situation? Because it seems the coasties find themselves in this situation more regularly than other places.
Yeah, that's an absolute right on the button comment, Dale, and it's something obviously I've seen since I've been in government. I mean, the land up the coast is very hilly, so I mean, in terms of use of land, forestry seems to be the number one industry up there simply because the land can't tolerate anything else. Sheep farming, bit of beef farming essentially is it. But it's still a very low-lying coastal communities that are impacted by rising sea levels, obviously the warming of the seas that we've seen in other low-lying Pacific countries. So we experience that up the coast. So all the things that you've mentioned, rising sea levels, flooding, and the inability to drain. We have got forestry up here, and that's a way to secure soil. But then we saw the flooding that happened a couple of years ago in Tolaga, where trees and slash came down and pretty much ruined the township. So it is one of the areas that I know has huge environmental challenges. Could it be easily fixed? You want to say yes, but it's like, where do you start? Do you put more trees in? And people up there don't want trees. I've spoken to some of our contractors up there around some of the forest owners trying to make permanent forests, which means no more cutting, which means no more jobs. So it's a mixed bag of how you actually address the very important issue of climate change and impact on low-lying communities, which is what the East Coast is. Having said that, I know the last government, the coalition government, put a stack of money up the coast in terms of State Highway 35, and you see the sort of works that go on every time you drive up and down the coast. But when you have a heavy rainfall, it just gets washed away again. So, you know, you've got to constantly look for solutions to something that, you know, Mother Nature, if she wants to rain down, you know, you're going to wash some roads down. Part of that is man-made pollution, but part of it is just the nature, the topography of the area, unfortunately, with sort of soil land, clay land, and it just washes away really, really easily up the coast. But my biggest concern with these recent flooding is that we allow our council in here to open up our drains, our sewer drains, and that's exactly what happens in flooding, and that's what happened in this case. And so we've had more sewage dumped into Taruhiru, which is an accepted practice here for some. I find that abhorrent, but it's either that or you get worse impacts on the infrastructure that we've had here in Gisborne. So that's one concern that I have around opening sewage pipes into raw sewage into our rivers because our pipes can't handle the rain. So there you go. You have some wins and some losers, and that's the situation that we've got here. But right now, today is about clean up Dale and making sure whānau are secure and have got kai if their homes are flooded.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, the welfare of our families takes precedence too. There's been a lot of criticism about the slash that can run off, and I'm not quite sure whether we'll be seeing that again. Our whānau in Tolaga Bay, for instance, had to live with the remnants of the last huge downpour as well. Any news on whether that has reoccurred?
So it's funny with flooding here, funny in the sense that it's quite specific. So when we had the Tolaga Bay flooding, it only rained around the Tolaga area. It didn't go any north or south. The same as what I understand has happened with this flooding. It's been really Gisborne-centred, so it's been right over the city. There's been obviously rain up the coast, but not to the extent that I've heard, other than closing roads that we've seen with the Tolaga Bay and the impact from the slash on the community. So those reports have not come through yet, which I think is a relief for many, that most of the damage is to roads and to certain suburbs within the Gisborne area. And that's the reports that we've had to hand today.